News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A jury denied a request to release a Portage County man from a mental institution today. A six-person jury needed less than an hour to decide that 50-year-old Stephen Feck should remain at the Mendota Mental Health Facility. In 1990, Feck was found not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. He killed his grandfather, Elton Favell, with a scissors back in 1989. Portage County District Attorney Louis Malevsky Jr. is pleased with the jury's decision, saying Feck is too dangerous to himself and others to consider any kind of release at this time.
The state is pleased that Mr. Feck will be recommitted to the custody of the Department of Health Services, and that custody will continue to provide him treatment and also to provide him protection and the public protection from his level of dangerousness.
Feck's case happened before the law changed, so he has been through this process asking a jury for a conditional release before, and he's likely to come back again someday. Malevsky says the new law allows the judge to decide on conditional releases without a jury. Identity thieves are apparently turning their crimes into an art form by using one scam to pull off another. Dane County deputies say two people called by somebody who claimed they worked for Windows and they wanted to run diagnostic tests on potential victims' computers. Once they get in, officials say the thieves gain access to everything on the victim's machine: bank and credit card data, plus other personal information. A lot of problems with that. They've looked into several complaints. Wisconsin Utilities counting up the extra money we gave them over the winter because, let's face it, it was cold and we had to pay more to stay warm. Wisconsin Energy, the parent firm of We Energies, reports an 18% increase in quarterly earnings. The state's largest electric and natural gas utility netted $208 million from January through March. That's up about $177 million from the year before. Shareholders saw their earnings rise from 76 cents a share to 91 cents a share. A Northwest Wisconsin man will spend 6.5 years in prison for killing a 15-year-old boy in a high-speed SUV crash. 23-year-old Wade Ritchie from Spooner will also have 6 years of extended supervision once he gets out. That happened in Barron County back in 2012. The Storm Track 9 forecast with forecaster Caleb Cox tonight. Mostly cloudy and some sprinkles or drizzle possible. Expect an overnight low of 38. There'll be a few breaks of sun in the morning Friday, then a 50% chance of showers in the afternoon. High 53. Friday night, turning partly cloudy. Expect a low of 38. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, but still a 40% chance of showers. Most of them north of the Wausau area. High 53. Then Sunday, partly cloudy and fairly nice, high 57. Look for 60s to return next week. That's the latest news and weather. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.